Good evening, everyone. We're going to get started tonight. I know it's an important night for a lot of people, so we'll get started. I ask that we all rise for the pledge to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before we begin, we are going to have an invocation tonight for the reorganization. We have our Rabbi Michael Singer from the congregation Brit Shalom to give the invocation to start the meeting.
Thank you. Shalom. I want to recognize from the mayor's office, business administrator Eric Evans, members of city council, and soon to be new members of city council, to our fire, our police, health, educators, as well as workers across so many aspects of our city, to beloved family, and to dear friends. Tonight we renew and celebrate our democracy as we give thanks to all who have led and served our city. We are deeply grateful to you for all that you have done. I know it often goes unsaid and certainly underappreciated, but todah rabah, a sincere thank you. I also wish to offer up words of blessing and hope to those about to renew or accept upon themselves this sacred calling. And a sacred calling it is, as the oath you will be taking is a binding covenantal relationship witnessed by God in service to your neighbors, who are a blessedly vibrant community of people who call Bethlehem home. We come from many ethnicities, cultures, faiths, and our numbers increase still more as people come to work and visit our beautiful city. Indeed, God has blessed Bethlehem with not only natural beauty, but the very diversity of God's own image in the people who add new chapters to the life story and success of this amazing and history-filled city. In Hebrew, the term for covenant or pact is Brit, like the name of my congregation, Brit Shalom, covenant of peace. I wish I could say that the sacred calling to service you take upon yourselves is an easy one. In a time of tranquility and peace, and yet, as our nation is about to celebrate its 250th anniversary, with all of its promise of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we are in the midst of a time of tumult and hard choices. Too many of our neighbors are struggling with the basic of human dignity, adequate food, shelter, health care. The American dream seems far off for too many. Educational opportunity, the means to get ahead, let alone dignity and care in old age. We are embattled by a moment of national polarization, incivility, intolerance, and outright hate. We stand at a tipping point, for there is too much fear and too much indifference, a loss of faith in the efficacy of government and the sacred heart of the experiment of our democracy. Quote, that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Where freedom, dignity, truth, equality, and justice for all is the sacred work that we must each continue to pursue and strive for together. Yet I am heartened by your love and your care for your neighbors and our city. It is what has led you tonight to dedicate the very best of yourselves, your talents and abilities, to become our representatives and our leaders, together with businesses and civic organizations as partners. You are called to tackle the difficult challenges we all face by bringing individuals together to form common bonds of industry and communal resiliency that build the present and lay the grounds for the future of the common good. Stewardship of God's earth and to care for the most vulnerable in our community. And so now we lift our prayers to God. Hamakom HaBracha, living font and source of blessing, to bestow God's blessings upon each of you and the work we embark on together. May God bless you with da'at, knowledge and curiosity, with binah, understanding and openness to compromise and creativity, chokhmah, wisdom to recognize what you do not know, and the patience that comes with life's journey of experience, with ometz lev, with courage, to make tough decisions for the good, even when they are not popular. Chizuk, the strength to humbly place the needs of others above self, and to stand up for those whose voices often go unheard. Rachamim, compassion, to have mercy and compassion on yourselves, each other, and all of those you serve. And finally, Shlemut, wholeness and peace. For you, your families who also bear this sacrifice, and to work to bring people together in a time when anger, fear, hate, and despair threaten to tear us apart. I pray that the Divine Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, be with each of you as you continue or begin your sacred service to our city. If I had the time, I would lay my hands upon your heads and bless each of you individually. But I ask you now to please rise, and the mayor's representative as well. As I give you the ancient blessing first recited by Aaron 3,000 years ago, and after each line to answer Amen, the word for I believe. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and guard you. Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha. May God shine down upon you and be gracious to you. Adonai. Adonai. May God always know your kindness and grant you wholeness and peace. Sorry. And let us say, Amen. May God's love be ever in your hearts and in your deeds. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thanks for coming out of practice for us. Mr. Miller, please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan.
Present.
Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Present.
Ms. Kwiatek.
Present.
Ms. Laird.
Present.
Ms. Leon.
Ms.
Wilhelm.
Present.
And Mr. Colon.
Present. Thank you, Mr. Miller. Before we move on to the agenda, we have a few citations tonight for our outgoing council members. Before I read each one, this will be the time after I'll read each one. I'll make a few comments for each of our outgoing council members. I'll welcome comments and good wishes from other members of council, and then I'll give the floor to each recipient to give any comments should they choose to. So our first is Councilwoman Grace Cramsey Smith. Our citation reads, whereas the residents of the city of Bethlehem have been served for more than 6 years by a councilwoman who has fulfilled her role in the legislative branch of Bethlehem city government with distinction, knowledge, experience, and honor. And whereas this individual served as a member of city council, including the position of vice president from 2019 through 2026, and whereas this councilwoman served as chairperson of the public works and finance committees and as a member of the parks and recreation, community development, and public safety committees. And whereas she attended innumerable city council meetings, proposed and sponsored ordinances, passed hundreds of pieces of legislation, responded to residents' requests, embraced the challenges and the responsibilities as a member of council, and is devoted to the City of Bethlehem and its residents. Now therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that Grace Gramsci Smith be extended the special thanks and sincere gratitude of the members of City Council, of the residents of Bethlehem, and of the entire city for her government service as a member of council. And be it further resolved that the members of council which grace a fulfilling, healthy, and happy life after she leaves the service of Bethlehem City Council. Thank you, Grace. I'll pass this down, and I'll just be the first to say, Councilwoman, thank you. We've served together for 6 years, and while I'll say we may have not always voted the same or agreed on things, I remember sitting on your front porch before you got sworn in and just talking about the work of council and such. And a handful of weeks after I became council president, you were council vice president, my family got big news about our beloved Amelia, and that was a very challenging year for my family. I missed a lot of meetings, anyone who was paying attention, and we just had a lot of things that took up our time and our attention. And you always just said, Mike, let me know what you need, and I'm here to help out. And that was a time that, work didn't always come first, but I was glad that you were able to help in all the ways you did, both here and just be a positive person at times where both Aaron and I needed it. So I appreciated that. And for all the hard work you've put in of just different, I don't have the list, but there's different legislation that you brought forward over the years that council has passed that we wouldn't have passed in the city if it weren't for you bringing them forward and us voting on them over the last 6 years. So I just wanted to say thank you for your service on city council.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else who wanted to before I give Councilwoman the floor? Councilwoman Leon?
I want to say, as Mike has said, as Council President Colton had said, just want to also congratulate you on all your years of service and thank you for your guidance over the years, and also congratulate you on the work you did with the Lerda. That was a very formative thing and a strong thing for our city. You'll be missed on Council.
Mr. Callahan?
I just want to thank you for everything. Not only your years of service on Council, but all the years that you spent with the youth of the Lehigh Valley, being a counselor at Easton High School, and are really, really trying to shape and change kids that are really struggling, and people don't understand everything that you did for the children, which is a huge thing. You were always a rock. I want you to know that. No matter how much pressure was put on you by anybody, you always did what you thought was best for the city. And that I will never forget. And I thank you for everything, your friendship and your leadership. And I'm really going to miss, a lot of you don't notice, but sometimes I have a habit of getting a little excited up here and angry. And it's something that I see going on. And whenever I'm getting to a level that she thinks I need to calm down a little bit, she puts her hand over on my thigh and squeezes it extremely hard. I'm going to miss that. Maybe Mr. Dallas can help me with that in the future. But I do want to thank you for everything. And I look forward to you being involved in public service in the future. So thank you.
Thank you.
Good mission.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Anybody else?
Said my remarks by accident last meeting, but thank you, and thank you for your good intentions and efforts and all the years of work that you've put into the city.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Councilman?
I want to add my thanks and appreciated the way that we worked together and were able to pass things like the pet shop ordinance, the puppy mill ordinance, and also for the way we all campaigned together the first time around and made sure that we came in as colleagues. And so I wish you the best. And I know that this isn't the end for you in terms of public service, because you have a drive for that, and that will not change just because you're not here up at this desk. So congratulations and best wishes.
Council.
I'll just add one more thing. I don't know if you know, Grace, that I've been following you a little longer than you may realize, because when you first decided to run, I had sort of was considering it at that point too, and attended some training sessions and was there with you, and it's been really wonderful to watch you serve since that time and grow as a council person and take a lot of risks as well. So congratulations on your years of service.
Floor is yours, Council.
Thank you. Well, thank you, everyone. I really appreciate the comments. And Mike, I know it was a rough going for you during that time when Emmy was born, but I'm so glad it all worked out. I was really honored and grateful that I was able to help you out in any way, because I know it was certainly a challenge, and I appreciate all the positive thoughts. So, and I just want to say thank you, and thank you to all the people who come and give public comment all the time. I know sometimes the comments are maybe adversarial or, you know, not really positive toward us, but I appreciate that that is the democratic process, and I appreciate that people take the time out of their busy lives to come and attend meetings, some people regularly, more regularly than others, and to give input into this democratic process that we are so trying to preserve. So I'd like to also first congratulate our two new members of council, Justin Amon and Joe Daniels. Congratulations and best wishes. I have all faith that you are going to do a great job on council, and I feel good knowing that I'm leaving and my city is in good hands with two new great council people. It's been an honor and a privilege to serve and represent the residents of this great community, and I want to thank everyone who's given me that opportunity. I was born into a really politically and civically active family going back many, many generations, and I was always advised by my families and friends who were elected officials to always first vote your conscience, that was the most important thing to do, and I really tried to do that. Sometimes it didn't turn out too well, and you know, there were disagreements, but I just always tried to do what I thought was best and vote my conscience. As my term comes to an end, I just want to give my thoughts as well as my wishes for my city's council and administration moving forward. And again, you know, I want to give some quotes just on what I think is really important about government at every level, the local and state and federal level. And, you know, again, not everything is relevant to everyone on council and administration, but some things that I say are. First of all, a healthy disdain for a one-man rule was the basis of our Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, and the Constitution of our great country. And the essence of good government is to be an independent thinker and voice, and the work to ensure all levels of government are recognized, powerful, and strive for a high quality of life for all of our residents. If one level of government suffocates another level, the cause of the people and our Constitution suffers. It's unfortunate that while there has been certainly good times in recent months and years, I felt the need to defend myself against attacks on my professional experience and my personal character by certain council members, as well as certain administrative individuals, just because I really was trying to do what I thought was best for the community. And that's unfortunate, and I really feel that's not the way government should work. My hope is that moving forward, all of City Council will be objective in thought and action, tolerant of the beliefs opposite of their own, and recognize and exercise their power as an equal, separate, and significant level of government within our city. My hope is that destructive mannerisms, both nonverbal and otherwise, toward others desist, and decorum is maintained fitting of elected officials. Many people have commented to me about their perceived lack of decorum and negative mannerisms among certain council members and administrations while attending meetings. And this has been truly disheartening to me and a disservice to our community and those we serve. I think it's important that we all remember it is an honor and a privilege to serve our community at both the administrative and legislative level. It is neither a crown nor a sword. Being on the right side of history matters more than being comfortable. And that's what it's all about. Thank you very much.
Next citation we have is for Councilwoman Kira Wilhelm, and as the citation reads, whereas the residents of the City of Bethlehem have been served during the past 4 years by a councilwoman who has fulfilled her role in the legislative branch of Bethlehem City government with distinction, knowledge, experience, and honor, and whereas this individual served as a member of City Council from 2022 through 2026, and whereas this councilwoman served as chairperson of the Human Resources and Environmental Committee and as a member of the Parks and Recreation and Community Development Committees, and whereas she attended many city council meetings, sponsored sponsored ordinances, passed hundreds of pieces of legislation, responded to resident requests, embraced the challenges and the responsibilities as a member of council, and is devoted to the City of Bethlehem and its residents. Now therefore be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that Kira Wilhelm be extended the special thanks and sincere gratitude of the members of City Council, of the residents of Bethlehem, and of the entire city for her government service as a member of council. And be it further resolved that the members of council wish Kira a fulfilling, healthy, and happy life after she leaves the service of Bethlehem City Council. Congratulations. So again, before we give Councilwoman the floor, I'll invite comment from other members of council. I just want to wish Councilwoman all the best. I remember over four years ago, before you took office, us hanging out in the Sunning Courtyard and campaigning and talk about a little bit of the job. And I think I lectured you on, well, first you win and you do what you got to do to win. And then you learn the job, and then you did. And we sat here. We sat where Mr. Evans and Mr. Stork are for like 3 hours on a Saturday, going over just what's the communication on the agenda and things that, as an incoming member, were very valuable to learn. And you took the time to meet with me and others and kind of learn what it is to serve, and not just the ideological aspect of government service, but the kind of where the rubber meets the road and how the city operates and city operations, and trying to be a prepared council member. And I appreciated that time that we took together, and have appreciated the years that we've worked together. So I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Councilwoman?
Thank you. First of all, I don't know who I'm going to get confused with now that you'll be gone. It's going to be difficult. I'm going to miss being confused for you. It was an honor to be confused for you. we didn't know each other before the campaign 4 years ago, and I'm honored and proud to call you a friend now, and so I know that this isn't the last time I'll see you, but I want to thank you for the care and thought that you always put into every decision that you made when you from behind this desk. Many hours, many conversations with people in the community that doesn't go unnoticed by me, but a lot of people might miss that. And so that by the time that you came here to make a decision, there had already been so much work put in. And it, for me, just engendered tremendous respect for your process and for the care that you took in making decisions on behalf of the 78,000 people who live in this city. So I want to thank you for that. I still am a little in denial and a little bummed that you're not going to be here. We have two great people coming in, and I know they're going to do a wonderful job, but I'm going to miss you terribly. And just finally, again, I want people to understand the level of care that she took in constituent services, making sure that anybody who reached out to her, she got them in touch with the right people, or she helped resolve issues, and just again the work that went into and the care that went into everything you did over the last 4 years. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Councilwoman Leo.
I also am going to miss deeply. I don't know. I know you probably don't feel this way about yourself, but I think you have been council's most effective communicator. You are so clear, so concise. And you always seek to understand not just your perspective, but other perspectives, whether that comes across or not to everyone. You have always been an open book, willing to listen. And you do it with such grace and gentleness. And I think that masks just a spider steel. And you will definitely be missed. It's great to call each other colleagues, but I do consider you a friend, and I will miss you.
Anyone else?
Similar to Councilwoman Leon's remarks, I was sitting here thinking you are quite eloquent in how you present your arguments. And I remember when we met, when I was considering running for council, and you told me you don't have to explain every vote you take. Sometimes your vote is just enough, and that's where the power of council is. And that's been very helpful advice, and I think that your restraint combined with your words has made you quite an effective council person and role model for others who step up to serve.
Anyone else? I'll start with Councilwoman and then Mr. Callahan.
I just want to say a huge thank you for your commitment to serving the people of the community. I know that you really, it's evident that you really care about the community, and you know, thank you for all your dedication and your years of service on council.
Mr. Callahan?
Thank you. I want to thank you for your years of service to the city of Bethlehem. It's like everybody knows it's like an awesome city. We all love it. And, you know, 95% of the time, we all agree on almost all the issues that come before us. Most of everything's a 7-0 vote, but it's that 5% of the, you know, the agenda items that sometimes cause some stress with everybody. And, but no matter whatever happens, you know, we've always tried to appreciate each other's opinion and vote. So I did appreciate, you know, the time that you did take in doing your research and your arguments, whether it was for or against something I was for. So I thank you for that. Thank you.
Floor is yours, Councilman.
Okay, well, thank you for a few moments to say a few things before I step away from this microphone for the last time. Serving on this council has been undoubtedly one of the greatest privileges of my life, and I've never really taken the opportunity from this seat to appreciate my full appreciation, so thank you for a moment to do so. First, I want to thank everyone who elected me into this position, for entrusting me with this extraordinary responsibility, and for giving me the opportunity to be of service to you. Thanks to my friends and family who supported me personally over the last 4 years, and I want to mention by name those who were my close support team during my first ever campaign, my treasurer Todd, as well as Al, George, Dina, Gavin, Donna, Gail, and Bruce. It's hard to imagine having moved through that experience without all of you. Thank you also to my good and dedicated colleagues on council, those of you who have worked together respectfully, even through disagreement. I'm honored to have served alongside of you. President Colon, thank you for your years of service from that center seat and for your willingness always to be available to talk through any issue at hand. To Tad and Bettina in the clerk's office and Robert and Judy before them, you've all provided a solid backbone of support to all of us, always timely and always kind. Attorney Stewart and Pinella, thank you for your steadfast counsel. And my thanks to former councilwomen Olga Negron and Paige Van Wert as well, who provided both inspiration and guidance even after their own terms had ended. As you know, we've recently wrapped a budget season, and every year I'm reminded that a budget is not only a financial plan, but a 300-plus page representation of the many, many people who work tirelessly to make Bethlehem a place where people feel seen and safe through literal public safety, like in the form of our stellar police, fire, and EMS departments, those caring for our streets, trees, parks, and public spaces, who work to make sure we continue to have the best Bethlehem water, those providing health services for all of Bethlehem's residents face-to-face in the most humane ways, those managing both complex, massive, and very human-scaled work in our community and economic development department, not to mention those in human services, the law office, controller's office, and financial services, IT, those keeping our buildings and public buildings cleaned and maintained, and those volunteering on boards, authorities, and committees, and an administration whose work and policies are deeply rooted in equity, developed by actively seeking input from the people they serve, always with the goal of being not prescriptive, but of being responsive and relevant. Thank you all. Every one of you is a part of a complex and nuanced ecosystem that helps make Bethlehem our dear Bethlehem. Tonight we'll swear in 4 members to council with my heartfelt congratulations to you all. To our newest members, Joe and Justin, while you'll have 5 close colleagues to consult with, please know that I'm always available as an ear as you move through the experience of being a new council person. I'll never forget what that feels like. And you didn't ask for it, but some gentle advice. Keep your values clear and remember who you are. Do your research and make your vote. But keep an open mind as well, because you will gain new perspectives over the next 4 years. Don't be afraid to disagree. And this one might seem strange, but don't be afraid to agree either. You can serve as a check and balance and vote aye. Consider yourself lucky if you get to serve during an administration whose values align with yours. You will be criticized by some, graded even, for agreeing just to disagree. And of course, don't do that. But don't disagree just to disagree either. To our two returning members being sworn in tonight, Councilwoman Leon and Kwiatek, Rachel and Hillary, I've now had the great privilege of knowing you both for nearly 5 years. Since I declared my candidacy in February of 2021, I admire you both so very much. You know who you are. You genuinely care. You look at every issue deeply. You are brilliant, dedicated leaders, and Bethlehem is incredibly lucky to have you on council for another 4 years. Serving on council has not only been one of the greatest privileges of my life, but also one of the greatest learning experiences of my life. I can no longer set foot in another city or town without wondering how their public transportation system works, being curious as to whether that development project elicited ire or support from the public, or taking mental notes to bring back to Bethlehem. And I'm glad for it. I have developed a deep appreciation for the ecosystem that exists behind every community and for the processes, procedures, and people required to make a city run. I am so grateful to live in a city where so much of that ecosystem centers around genuine care for those who live here, for those who visit here, even for those just passing through, for the environment and the planet, for the future, not just the present, but the future of Bethlehem. Thank you for allowing me the honor of being a small part of it for the last 4 years.
So that concludes our citations. We're going to move on to the approval of minutes. Approval of minutes for the December 16, 2025 council meeting. Any comments on the minutes? Minutes are approved. Public comment. As is custom, our first public comment is for any subject that is not being voted on this evening. I remind everyone we have a 5-minute time limit. I'll go by the couple folks who signed up in advance. Our first speaker is Pastor Timothy Smith.
Good evening. I'm Reverend Timothy Smith. I'm the associate pastor at New Christian Harvest Church in Allentown, but a proud resident of Bethlehem. First, greet the mayor and his administration, to city council members, those who are retaining seats, to those who have attained the opportunity to serve. I just wanted to take a few minutes, and I just wanted to render a short prayer on behalf of the city. I'd ask that you pray with me. Sovereign God, we come before you in this moment of transition, standing in the gap for the city of Bethlehem. We are reminded by your word that leadership is not a platform for the powerful, but a sanctuary for the people. We lift up the mayor and his administration, Lord. Grant them the spirit of wisdom and wisdom that transcends policy. As they manage the gears of this city, let them never lose sight of the souls behind the statistics. May the mayor lead with a shepherd's heart, one that is most concerned with protecting the flock than the prestige of office. Grant his staff and his directors a spirit of excellence and passion for the common good, that their labor may be a source of healing rather than a burden on the citizens of Bethlehem. We lift up our city council and those to be sworn in with a seat and a voice at the table. We ask that you would knit them together in a nonpartisan unity that defies the spirit of this day and our age. Where the world seeks to divide, let this council seek to deliver. May they remember that a house divided against itself cannot stand, and that all of the people of Bethlehem are best served when their leaders are more interested in being the right with the people and not being right in an argument. Guard them, O Lord, from the temptation to lead lambs to the slaughter. Keep them from the citizen and the cynicism that breeds civic hurt. Let integrity be their anchor. Let humility be their language. Let justice be their North Star. May the mayor's office and the council chamber work as one, not for lack of healthy debate, but in a shared devotion to the least of these, including the unhoused of our city. Let Bethlehem be the light of unity that shines so brightly that it draws our neighbors all around us together in hope. In the name of the one who came to serve and not to be served. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Next is Mark Will Weber.
But there's another 100 cities that weren't on the list I gave last time. I do have one of these for everybody that will speak to.
Mark Weber, 66 West Elizabeth Avenue. I'm just here again to talk about water apps and that kind of thing. I do want to say first that I really appreciated long before I got swept up in the water fiasco that Grace Cramsey of Smith was a neighbor of mine, and my wife and I always felt that she was very attentive to small and big issues, and I appreciate, too, that she advocated for this particular issue, the water issue that I'm all about. I gave council another 100 cities. Last week it was over, it was like 130. I gave you another 100 cities. There's no duplicates there of cities that have these protective water apps. Ion Water, Aquahawk. I love Aquahawk. It's a good name. Something called Water Smart, and they're all quite prevalent every geographical place in the U.S. And so their citizens are protected against these big quarterly water bills because you can find out within an hour whether you have a leak, and they can help detect leaks pretty quickly. The last time I was in here, I gave out a list, and Of course, I never have enough time, but I wanted to talk about Fairmont, West Virginia, of all places. I've never heard of it. It's about 10 miles south of Morgantown, I think, where the University of West Virginia happens to be. There was a guy there, David Sago, or Sago, I'm not sure how he says his name. He's since retired. But he got smart meters for that city in West Virginia in 2016, 2017, and by 2018, he had a protective downloadable app on everybody's phone in Fairmont, West Virginia. They put in like 14,500 census meters, same thing we have. And then within 2 years, he had a protective app for all those people. And I tried to reach this guy, but he's since retired. Sounds like a great guy. He was a coal miner that lost his job when the coal mine closed, got a job in the water department, worked his way up to the head guy. And almost immediately was on this tech, got it there. An interview in the newspaper there, he said something to the effect of, I was inquisitive. I wanted to get this tech for our people, and I wanted to protect them against high water bills. You know, why can't I have that? You know, 2016, 2017, this guy's on it. You know, what was Mr. Boscola doing then? He'd been the Donchez administration for a couple of years. Fast forward 5 years later, he's sticking his hand in my pocket for half a grand. Where if I have that protective app, that's not happening to me or anybody else, and it shouldn't be. It's wrong. If I gave you all those cities and they all have it, why can't you do it? I underlined on that sheet that I gave Mr. Clone, there's a couple they underlined in red that are places that have the census apps, but they also have the protective app. So the census meters certainly should be adaptable to this protective app.
What else? What I passed out to you after I left last month, Mr. Boscola several times said, "We're already monitoring the water." He left you with the impression that he's monitoring the water. Well, that's a misleading statement, because if you look there, he's only going to do it if you're over 3,000 meters a day. Okay, so he is going to catch the real big stuff. How about if it's 2,000 meters a day? Do the math on that. That's 14,000 a week, 56,000 a month, and over the quarter, you're going to be looking at a $2,000 bill that you're going to get surprised by, okay? But if you have that protective app, that's not going to happen to you. So when he says that he's monitoring the water, that's a little misleading. He's throwing you the knuckle curve there. Knuckle curve is hard to hit, okay? I have a picture on my website today of Ed with his hand up here throwing the knuckle curve. Take a look at it on the drip. So look into that when he says things like that. Thank you.
Mr. Weber. That exhausts our list of who had signed up in advance. I'll go around the room. Is there anyone to the left who wants to make comment on anything that's not being voted on tonight?
I had something to say, but I'm not good. I'll see.
We'll be here.
I know.
I turn to the wide center. Anyone who wants to make comment in the wide center? Mr. Ankalis.
Stephen Italics, 737 Ridge. If one were to wander the face of the earth over an extended period of time and pay close attention to people, places, and things, one could say that person could be classified as an unofficial expert in areas observed. Since this speaker has attended more council meetings than any other Bethany resident, this person might be unofficially the best to judge council meetings. Some past councils, if they were rated with a grade, the majority of those members of council would have received an A and minority a B. This present council, when it was officially graded by citizens who attend meetings, received no A's, two B's, three C's, and two F's. Yes, F's. Rather sad, but unfortunately true. There was a time when Bethlehem City Council meetings were symbolic of the classical American type of town hall meetings, where citizens and council members engage in free exchanges, and then the president keeping close control and order. Present meetings appear to have taken on an air where the public input is tolerated and almost ignored, and at times citizens are criticized for their comments by members of council. What has happened? It appears that council has lost its mission as a citizen advocate for public welfare and become an extension of local government. Listen carefully. The vote on not funding for the return of dismissed firemen quite clearly indicates that the public welfare was ignored by council in order to prevent a tax increase, which would then reflect well on the mayor's political reputation. A serious incident which could cause a loss of life resulting from this inadequate number of firemen is just waiting to happen. This, along with inadequate leadership and allowing Southside history preservation losses at the hands of developers, forced this person to rate this council at the city's all-time low. I don't enjoy saying this, but it must be said as a warning to new incoming council members. I have a little story for the rabbi. My history with Rish Lung was way back. It really started on the top of Carlton Avenue. And then it moved to the beautiful building on Broadhead and Packer. And I know that building quite well because Sudsy Phillip, the wife of Saul Phillips, unofficially adopted me because I love classical music. So she would take me to the synagogue for concerts. And I was surprised a couple got married twice. So I asked Sudsy, Mrs. Phillips, I never call her Sudsy, what's going on? She said, well, one rabbi is Orthodox, the other is Reformed. So they got married twice. And then with the breaking of the glass, the rabbi shaking his head. Well, anyway, I have to thank Saul Phillips for what I am today, because he was my unofficial father in a sense. But word of my attending the synagogue got back to my parish priest, and he read me the riot act, implying that I kept up this bad behavior.
I'll give you 15 seconds, Mr. Antalics. So I'm going to move on with the meeting. I'll give you 15 seconds. Wrap it up, please.
This, I appreciate your putting into my comment, to my chain of thought. This is why we need a new president. But anyway, I won't finish because you told me I don't have time.
Thank you, Mr. Antalics. Is there anyone else in the Wyatt Center who wanted to make comment? I turn to the right. Is there anyone to the right who wants to make comment? That concludes our public comment on anything not being voted on this evening. We're on to our second public comment, which is any ordinances or resolution that are going to be voted on. No one has signed up, so again, I'll go around the room. Is there anyone to the left who wants to make comment on anything that we're voting on tonight? Is there anyone in the Wyatt Center who wants to make comment on an ordinance or resolution? Is there anyone to my right? We're going to continue on. Old business, any old business for members of council? Councilwoman?
Unfortunately, this is addressing this to the mayor, but unfortunately he's not here, but hopefully the minutes will reflect this. At the last meeting, I had brought up a concern that the elevators at the New Wallace Street garage were not working after it was open because a friend of mine, whose son had a disability, wasn't able to do downtown Bethlehem because of the elevators. And the mayor responded that, in fact, he responded emphatically three times that it was a union worker's fault that the elevator wasn't working. And I was then contacted by some members of unions, not the elevator union per se, but they gave me information that countered what the mayor said. Basically, there were several inspection violations for the elevator by the general contractor. None of them were by the union elevator workers of Cone Company, who manufactured the elevators and hired union workers to install them. And the union workers advised the general contractor that the inspections would fail if corrections were not made. However, they were ignored and inspections did fail. There were five inspection failures, and I have a letter here from L&I department stating that there were five, being the machine room drawing was wrong, the non-elevator piping in a machine room, there was a non-elevator piping in a hoistway, there were no GFCIs in a machine room, and smoke heads required on floors 1 and 6 instead of heats were installed. So I just want to bring this up because, again, I felt like the mayor very strongly tried to pin the blame on the union workers. And again, it doesn't matter if they're union or non-workers. There was an issue, and I think it sort of hit me, and it certainly really hit the union officials who contacted me because they were being blamed, and it was really emphatically stated because they were union workers, and again, that had nothing to do with it. In fact, the union workers were the ones that saw the problems and tried to get it rectified, but they were ignored. So I feel that, first of all, I think the mayor owes a public apology to the union elevator workers, and also I'm requesting that the city administration needs to follow up to make sure that these violations have been rectified, because God forbid we don't want any accidents in our brand new garage on the elevators. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Any other old business for members of council? We're going to move on to new business. Any new business for members of council? We're going to move on to communications. Mr. Miller, 6A.
A December 22nd, 2025 memorandum and proposed ordinance from Deputy Director of Community Development, Sarah Satullo. Ms. Satullo explains that the City and Bethlehem Housing Authority intend to jointly apply for a fiscal year 2025 Choice Neighborhood Implementation Grant. The complex process will require a professional services agreement with a grant writer. The two entities will split the cost. Ms. Satullo recommends transferring $20,000 received through the revenue account 001A-304923, BHA grant prep to expense account 0304-42047, department contracts.
Ordinance 9A is on the agenda tonight, 6B.
The December 19th, 2025 memorandum and proposed resolution from Director of Human Resources, Michelle Sihocki. Ms. Sihocki recommends a contract with St. Luke's Hospital Occupational Medicine to perform department transportation, regulated drug and alcohol testing. The three-year contract would run from January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2028 at a cost of $7,000 per year. There are three renewal options.
And resolution 10A is on tonight's agenda. Moving on to reports. My president's report, I do have the annual report for 2025, so we'll try to breeze through it. 2025 marks Bethlehem's first full year on the UNESCO World Heritage stage. The September 6th community celebration was held on and around Payroll Plaza to commemorate the inscription and Bethlehem's contributions as part of the transnational Moravian Church settlement site. City Council was pleased to support the celebration as well as the efforts leading to Bethlehem's inclusion on this prestigious list of world landmarks. Council also continues to support its partnership in this venture, with the city providing the site coordinator and contributing toward the salary of the site manager. The World Heritage Distinction brings recognition, honor, and many visitors to Bethlehem to see all that makes our city so special. 2025 also saw the fruits of labor paying off as approved plans and signed contracts led to the redeveloped Walnut Street Garage, which reopened in late November. The 517-spot, $27 million project was completed on time, right for the holiday season, as had previously been discussed. And more was set in motion 25 for the coming year and beyond. These actions took place during 24 regular council meetings, as well as 11 committee meetings. In addition, council conducted 20 hours of budget hearings spread over four nights. The year's body of work led to passage of 57 ordinances in total and 188 resolutions. Key action included the review leading to the first major revision of the subdivision and land development ordinance, SALDO, in 50 years. Some of council's other actions contributed to the closing of the Greenway Trail gap and significant improvements to the Monocacy Trail. Council has also been pleased to authorize grant applications and contracts leading to the near completion of the revitalized Friendship Park. Meanwhile, plans progress to improve all city parks within the next 10 years through the 40 and 10 plan, which council looks forward to hearing about in 2026. Also supporting the council also offered support to the Complete Streets plan as it's aimed to make our city thoroughfares safer and more welcoming to all motorists and pedestrians alike. This plan will integrate a redevelopment of Broad Street beginning in 2026, converting this area to a safer and more appealing corridor. Along with the streets, council has been hearing for years and continues to look forward to the redesign of Linden Street to restore two-way traffic. This effort is expected to begin in March of 2026 and wrap up in the fall. And Center Street is, of course, in discussion to not be far behind. Council has also been committed to supporting efforts to improve affordable housing and combat homelessness. Some of these projects included the Gateway on 4th, plans for a new Bethlehem emergency shelter and the redevelopment of Pembroke Marvine Village. Funding was sparked by community recovery funds that were allotted from the pandemic a few years ago, and progress continues as we reach various milestones towards overall completion of these projects. And then as tonight is my last meeting as council president, as I'm term limited out, this is my fourth year on council. I just want to again extend my thanks to outgoing council members, Councilman Francis Smith, Councilman Wilhelm, for your support over the years. I welcome Ms. Daniels, Mr. Amon. The only thing I'll say is that for new members of council and remaining members of council alike, I remind everyone that whether president, vice president, or just a member of council down at the end, like I'll be, we all have one vote. I said it when I became president 4 years ago. I'll say it again in 2 years when I leave, that everyone is equal up here regardless of, you know, title on council. Every council person gets one vote. It's majority rule, minority rights as we conduct these meetings. And I encourage everyone, new and remaining, to use your resources. We have a great team in our clerk's office with Mr. Miller, Ms. Buba, Attorney Stewart, who this is not, but she'll be here potentially later. Attorney Poss is filling in for her tonight. And I believe strongly in the institution of city council. And it's been both an honor and a privilege to serve as president for 4 years. So thank you. That concludes my report. Mr. Evans, do you have anything? Or Mr. Spur?
No report.
We have no ordinance for final passage. New ordinances, Mr. Miller, 9A.
Ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the general fund budget for 2026. Bill 01, 2026, is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Ms. Wilhelm.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passed 7-0. Resolutions 10A.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with St. Luke's Occupational Medicine to provide Department of Transportation regulated random drug and test and alcohol testing. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Ms. Wilhelm.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. 10B.
Certificate of appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature and Bethlehem Ordinance is hereby granted for 13 and 15 East 3rd Street to modify the existing sign band and storefronts. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Leon and Ms. Wilhelm.
Discussion? For the last time, Mr. Miller, call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
Ms. Laird?
Aye.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. That concludes our first agenda. This meeting is adjourned, I'm going to try to pronounce it correctly, sine die. We're close enough. All right.
Thank you for your patience. Will the following council members please take seats in the audience? Ms. Gramsci Smith, Ms. Kwiatek, Ms. Leon, and Ms. Wilhelm. I will call the roll of the holdover members of council. Mr. Callahan?
Present.
Mr. Cologne?
Here.
And Ms. Laird?
Present.
The certificates of election have been presented. Northampton County Common Pleas Judge Brian Pinella will conduct the swearing in of Controller George Asso, Council-elect Justin Amon, Council-elect Hillary Kwiatek, and Council-elect Rachel Leon. Judge Jordan Nisley will conduct the swearing-in of Council-elect Joe Daniels. Would Judge Pinella please approach the front of the council table? Would Mr. Yasso please approach the front of the council table along with anyone accompanying him and then return to their seats after the oath is administered? Judge Pinella?
Please raise your right hand for me and repeat after me. I, state your name.
I, George Yasso.
Do so solemnly swear.
Do so solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth.
And the Constitution of the Commonwealth.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
As Controller of the City of Bethlehem.
As Controller of the City of Bethlehem.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Judge.
Congratulations.
Would Mr. Amon please approach the front of the council table along with anyone accompanying him and then return to their seats after the oath is administered?
Hunter,
no,
come with daddy. I'll hold you.
Okay.
I won't take it personally.
To be fair, I love to get demented. Are you ready?
Yes.
Please raise your right hand for me. I, please state your name.
I, Justin Amon.
Do so solemnly swear.
Do so solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
As a city council member for the City of Bethlehem.
As a city council member for the City of Bethlehem.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations, Council.
Thank you so much.
Would Ms. Daniels and Judge Nisley please approach the front of the council table along with anyone accompanying them and then return to their seats after the oath is administered? Ms. Kwiatek, please approach the front of the council table with anyone accompanying her and then return to their seats after the oath is administered.
Right. Please raise your right hand. I, please state your name.
I, Hillary Black Kwiatek.
Do so affirm.
Do so affirm.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
As a city councilwoman for the City of Bethlehem.
As a city councilwoman for the City of Bethlehem.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations, Council. Congratulations.
And would Ms. Leon please approach the front of the council table with anyone accompanying her and then return to their seats after the oath is administered?
raise your right hand for me.
I, please state your name.
I, Rachel Leon.
Do so solemnly swear.
Do so solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And that I will uphold the duties of my office.
And that I will uphold the duties of my office.
As a city councilwoman for the city of Bethlehem.
As a city councilwoman for the city of Bethlehem.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations, Councilman. Very good.
Would Judge Pinella please return to his seat in the audience and join us for the remainder of the...
With permission of the chairman, I would ask to be excused. I have been through a lot of sedimentation. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Mr. Pinella. Thank you, Ms. Heisen.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you very much.
Would the newly elected council members please come forward to take their seats at the city council table. Temporary seating order until a president is elected will be as follows, beginning to my left.
Seating order, everybody.
Mr. Amon, Mr. Callahan, Mr. Cologne. Ms. Daniels, Acting Solicitor Pont, myself, Ms. Kwiatek, Ms. Laird, and Ms. Leon. I will now call the roll of the newly elected council. Mr. Amain?
Present.
Mr. Callahan?
Present.
Mr. Cologne?
Here.
Ms. Daniels?
Present.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Present.
Ms. Laird?
Present.
And Ms. Leon?
Present.
Members of council shall nominate the president of council and a vice president of council in accordance with Robert's Rules of Order. Nominations are from the floor. I now turn the nomination process and the election of President and Vice President over to Acting Council Solicitor Matthew Potts.
Thank you. In accordance with the Council rules and the Roberts Rules of Order, the election procedures will be as follows. I will first ask for nominations for the office of President of Council. Each member may nominate no more than one person. No second is required. When a council member makes a nomination, they may speak in favor of the candidate. I will then ask if there are any more nominations, and any other council members making the nomination may also speak in favor of that candidate. Once there are no more nominations for council president, I will open the floor to discussion, during which each council member who has not already spoken as to a candidate may make a speech in favor of that candidate. Once everyone has had a chance to make a speech, I will declare nominations closed. At that point, we will proceed to the election, and I will ask the clerk to call the roll. Each council member will respond by declaring his or her vote by stating the name of the person that they are voting for council president. Council members are allowed to vote for themselves. 4 votes are required for the election of council office. After the president has been elected, we repeat the same process for the council vice president. Are there any questions as to procedures? Hearing no questions, I then declare that nominations are now in order for the office of President of Council for the term of January 2026 through January 2028.
Mr. Potts?
Yes.
I would like to nominate Rachel Leon, current Vice President Leon, to the office of President of City Council. I'm incredibly honored to have the opportunity to do so. Ms. Leon and I have worked together for 4 years now, and before that got to know each other certainly on the campaign trail back in 2021. During that time, we've had frank conversations. We don't always agree about everything. In fact, there are people who like to point out that we don't always agree about everything, and we both obviously concur with that, but we have such an open line of dialogue that I think the mutual respect has grown, and I just think that she is the right person to take the reins from President Colon, who I thank for his many years serving as president. I believe that she has the wherewithal in terms of her knowledge and understanding of the workings of this body and of the administration and our role and how we interact with one another. I believe that she's fair and open-minded and could be a great president. So with that, I nominate Rachel Leon as president of City Council. Thank you.
Councilwoman Leon has been nominated for the position of council president. Are there any additional nominations for president? Hearing none, I declare the nominations are closed, and we will proceed to balloting. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Raymond?
Councilwoman Rachel Leon.
Mr. Callahan?
Rachel Leon.
Mr. Colon?
Ms. Leon.
Ms. Daniels?
Ms. Leon.
Ms. Kwiatkowski?
Ms. Leon.
Ms. Laird?
Ms. Leon.
And Ms. Leon.
Ms. Leon.
The vote is 7-0, and Councilwoman Leon has been elected Council President for the term of January 2026 through January 2028. The floor is now open for nomination for the office of Council Vice President.
Mr. Solicitor, I'd like to nominate Councilwoman Colleen Laird.
Councilwoman Laird has been nominated as Vice President. Are there any further nominations for the office of Vice President?
May I just continue?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
If you don't mind, I want to make sure I said something as well.
I apologize, sorry.
No, I should have jumped immediately. I just wanted to say, as a freshman council person, I had the honor very early on in the process, when you enter into this, who are the people you should speak to, and really the people on council are some of the first people that you hear. And one of my very early meetings was with the councilwoman, and her disposition, her candor, her honesty, really walking through what that looked like. We met at a local coffee shop and talked for a couple hours, and I was just really impressed by her resolve, by her patience, by her openness in this kind of conversation, and just hearing the reasons that she does what she does. And on top of that, her work locally, I think as goes the Bethlehem Mary School District goes the City of Bethlehem, and her work at William Penn and the things she does volunteering, she's just a real great leader in our community. And I really believe firmly that in this role, she's incredibly effective as a councilperson, and I think can bring that same disposition in a leadership role as the vice president. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilwoman Laird has been nominated as vice president. Are there any further nominations for the office of council vice president?
Mr. Potts?
I'd like to nominate Councilwoman Hillary Kwiatek for the position of vice president. I've worked with Councilwoman Kwiatek now on council for 4 years, for the entirety of her first term as the prior president of council, and then prior to that, the vice president of council. As Councilwoman Kwiatek said in her remarks for Ms. Leon, we haven't always agreed on things, we haven't always voted the same, but that hasn't diminished my respect for the sincerity that she brings to the position of city councilwoman and her approach to the business of city government, and think she would also be an asset to city council as vice president.
Thank you. Councilman Kwiatek has been nominated for the position of council vice president. Are there any further nominations for the position? Hearing none, I declare the nominations closed, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Raymond?
Colleen Laird.
Mr. Callahan?
Colleen Laird.
Mr. Colon?
Ms. Kwiatek.
Ms. Daniels?
Colleen Laird.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Ms. Kwiatek.
Ms. Laird?
Ms. Laird.
And Ms. Leon?
Councilwoman Kwiatek.
The vote is 4-3, and Councilwoman Laird has been elected Council Vice President for the term of January 2024. At this point, the Council President will take the presidency.
Yep, I got it.
So first on the agenda, our very short agenda. One, I just want to take a quick moment to acknowledge a very historic thing that has happened this evening, which I'm sure we will hear about in public comments. So let's move to that. So I will now open the floor to public comments. Did we have a sign up for this?
No one signed up.
No one signed up to speak. But I will go around the room. So to my left, does anyone want to make public comments? To my broad center, does anyone? Mr. Antalis?
According to my driver's license, I'm still Stephen Antalix. I would like to continue my comments to the good rabbi as I ended that word got back to a parish priest that I was attending a synagogue. And he threatened me with excommunication if this continued. So, had I been excommunicated, you would have a Reformed Jew as in your congregation. The other thing that's of interest is that, I don't know many people know this, I think Beth Shalom is a Reformed.
Conservative.
Orthodox?
Conservative.
There was a temple on Webster Street. Beautiful temple. I don't recall the name. And it was right across the street from Family Welfare. I remember during the Depression going down to Family Welfare and getting my new shoes. And the door of this temple was open. Being a curious child, I was getting into trouble. But anyway, I wandered into the temple. And it was quite a remarkable, very tiny and gorgeous stained glass windows. Gorgeous stained glass. It had a large balcony. And that's why, he said, in the Orthodox temples, women sat above the men and they were excluded from the main floor. And in the expansion of Lehigh University, that was the end of the temple. But also, at parochial school, we had European nuns. And I swear they trained in German SS. And I got a course, a very subtle course in anti-Semitism. And I believe what they told me. And this came into a great conflict when I started working on Phillips Music Store. Because Mr. Phillips and Suzy were both Jews. And here I had these feelings, which were very negative, very negative. I said, wow, they're really nice people. And at the synagogue, I got to meet a lot of Jewish people. And that created quite a conflict for me. So I took it upon myself to really study Judaism. And I found this large, thick volume on the history of Judaism. And I read it. Very difficult reading, going way back. And so I gave a serious thought, and being a scientist, we look at facts objectively. So what Martin Luther did to Catholicism, Jesus did to Judaism. So basically he was, his followers then became Reformed Jews. So when the term Reformed Jew created Catholicism, what happened in between? So theoretically, all Christians basically are Reformed Jews. So I consider myself a Reformed Jew acting as a Christian. So I thought you'd find it interesting.
Thank you very much, Mr. Antalis. Anyone else in the center wish to make a public comment? Mr. Woodwater?
I'm not going to continue about water. I know since I've been here frequently over the last 3 years that I'm probably perceived as a bit of a loose cannon. Might be some truth in that. But I did want to say that I just really do acknowledge and appreciate what you guys put up with out there, because it's a lot of heat that it takes, and I think a lot of it's unjustifiable. So I just wanted to salute the councilwomen and councilmen up there for doing what I know I wouldn't have the temperament to do. I'd probably make Mr. Callahan look like a Cub Scout. just kidding, Brian. But anyway, I just do want to say that, and happy 2026 to all of you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Woodwater. Anyone else in the center? Anyone to the right? Before I continue on with the council meeting, does anyone want to make public comment? All right, moving on to reports. As the president of council, I don't have a prepared first report, but I did want to say that on the very short time that this council has been seated, not just this council, but the previous one, we have had two distinct honors within the city, three, one serving with former President Colon. That was the first time two Hispanics were elected to the seat, and we also were able to appoint Ms. Wandelin, Dr. Wandelin, to the seat. And we have our first elected council person of African American descent, and it is an honor and a privilege to continue to see the city move forward in the direction of inclusivity. It was a great, great thing that happens within these chambers, even when the pressure cooker is on high. Does the mayor have any report?
No report.
Awesome. Turning to the benediction with Rabbi Singer, if you will return and close us out.
I promise it will be quick. There's a really special blessing that we save for new beginnings and new experiences. Not only do we sanctify objects, but we have the ability to sanctify time and special moments and new beginnings. It's called the Shehecheyanu prayer. It's called a prayer in which we give thanks to God for all of these new things, whether it's new clothing, but here tonight, as we gather in 2026, as we begin to celebrate new beginnings, I want to ask for this prayer, the Shehecheyanu. Please rise. Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehechianu V'kiyamanu V'higianu Lazman Hazem. Praised are you, Adonai, our God, Sovereign of the Infinite, for keeping us in health, for allowing us and sustaining us to be here today. And let us say, Amen.
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 Amen. While we're all standing, this meeting is adjourned.